All right, today is October 19th?
No.
20th?
I don't
no,
even,
you're way ahead.
I don't even know.
It's the 50th.
50th, Jesus. Brought to you by New Amsterdam. New Amsterdam, obviously, we teamed up with them to create our first signature drink, the Pink Whitney, created by the Spit and Chicklets crew. Result is a seriously smooth vodka infused with fresh pink lemonade flavor. Keep this game changer on your desk for all tailgates, pre-games, watch parties. If you can't find a bottle of Pink Whitney, you got to head over to your local liquor store and ask directly to get some bottles in stock. In participating markets, check Drizzly for home delivery. Brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, the official vodka of Barstool Sports. LeBron, wow. So a couple. So LeBron.
This has got to be like the best moment of your life.
When you get me blogging at like midnight, 1 a.m.
That's how you know.
That's, you know, I'm in on it.
But I mean, this has been a feud forever, and now this is, we were just saying, it's kind of the first time he's ever unanimously been.
He's getting killed.
Because usually.
He's always had his stands that support him. This is like.
No, he almost got ratioed on a tweet where it was like 36,000 likes. It was like 40,000.
Yeah, well, I mean, he basically.
It's about democracy.
Yeah, he
can't be anti-democracy.
He basically said, "Hey, Daryl Morey, like, you shouldn't have tweeted when you tweeted because it made my week a little bit inconvenient."
We all talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself. So I don't believe I don't want to get into a word or sentence. Feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke, and so many people could have been harmed, not only financially but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do. Even though yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that too.
So,
and when you drop the uneducated line,
yeah, you're uneducated. In Morey's, what, like an MIT guy,
yep,
and like Northwestern. And by most accounts, I'm not gonna sit here and pretend I know what's going on in Hong Kong, but it seems to be they're trying to protest for democracy and freedom, and it's just getting suppressed, putting in concentration camps.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty
so much. For LeBron to come out on the side of China. Was beautiful to see.
And normally when you say someone's uneducated, you then counter with the point that is, here's my educated take on this.
He's the one who's uneducated.
He didn't have anything. Yeah. He just was like, oh, you were misinformed, you're wrong, and I side with China.
If he had just said that was a like bad timing or something like that, it's a lot different. For him to like accuse the
But even bad timing is tough. Like bad timing,
there's
how?
No bad timing.
That's like because you're in China?
Problem, and then when he tried to backtrack and say, I'm not talking about the content of the tweet, I'm talking about the That's what matters, though.
You
can't just be like, oh, I'm not talking about that. What we're talking about is freedom, democracy, and, like, saving lives.
People aren't going to split hairs and be like, oh, okay, it's this and not that.
It's not a semantics argument.
A major, I would guess, LeBron mea culpa coming. I can't. Something is brewing in his PR team.
Do you think that he was, like, told to do this or paid to do this? Like, you know, we'll give you...
Like Nike or the
percentage
NBA.
Of the China deal.
Sends an email and
because
says,
it's there's no way they such would, a bad move.
I would imagine they would say, don't talk about it. I don't think they would say,
well, they're
come out against Daryl Morey.
I love Scott Van Pelt. I was watching SportsCenter after. It was after the Monday night game, waiting. They had a little scroll. I went to bed. I watched probably the first 45 minutes. They didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
Like he mentioned it, like LeBron's China comments. So they're not allowed to talk about it. I wouldn't be surprised if the NBA was like trying to smooth it over.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Why would LeBron, like, who has power on LeBron to say anything?
I don't know if it's power as much as if it's a deal.
Or Nike.
Well, the whole thing is money-based, so it doesn't even matter necessarily whether he got a specific check or he's protecting his checks, really.
I think it's like either Nike, the NBA, or some combination, or China being like, if you want to stick around with us, we need like your biggest star to basically back up.
But that's all.
And so how much would it take for you to do that?
If I was LeBron,
even in your situation, if it was like, you have to basically disavow democracy for how much money?
We've already
done that. Yeah,
right.
Like, so if we're LeBron, $28
on store.barstoolsports.com.
Yeah, I can't say LeBron because I don't know how much money LeBron has, but if you guaranteed me like a profit of $10 to $15 million, I would disavow democracy in a second.
10 to 15 mil for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Like, hey, democracy, fuck you.
Like,
No brainer.
I know you say that, but if you were on his level and it was like, go be the poster child for the most un-American thing ever, I don't know if you'd have
well,
to do that.
No,
if you're a billion-dollar enterprise in your own right, he's jeopardizing a lot.
I just answered it for me personally.
Yeah. If you're
for
on his
him,
level,
I don't know if it's AMI because you're already so rich. What's it matter?
What's the point? The only thing I'm thinking is if it was like, you know, you know, the only way you can ever own a franchise or ever be involved in this league again is if you, I don't know. There's almost really no
I think he's just
scenario where it would,
I just think he cares about money. He's never... And Dan said it accurately on the rundown a couple days ago. It's all about money, every decision they make, but this just proves it. The thing that is making this stick is like him, Popovich, and Kerr are so outspoken about everything. And
some
there's
of the
all these tweets from LeBron, like you can't be quiet when DeMarcus
like, is there. He's like, no matter what, anywhere.
Right. At any time.
At any time,
he's,
right.
he said
stand
it was
up and
bad
say
timing,
something.
And there's a tweet saying like, the time to do it is always
correct.
The right time.
This was the opportunity. The chips are now literally down, and they're like, oh, no.
Right.
We want to keep lining our
so
pockets with Nike money.
I love it. I love it. This is like...
What about... Do you think that if LeBron or the NBA just came out and said, we're just siding with the money, that people would be more sympathetic? I think I'd be like, okay,
we would
I get it.
We
would
be. I don't know about everybody else.
Like, but they're already but that's just to the point that it's like, you might as well just cop to it, because then at least people could say... Hey, they're just going
they're
for
just
money.
Telling
quote
the truth.
I have, like true courage is like
you're about to quote Rico Basco, aren't you?
Is doing the right thing
when no one's looking. That's a Ricoism. That's deep in your
well,
head.
Well, that's like a deep everything. But that is like it's easy to be on the right side of history when it's easy.
Yeah.
It's like
it
will be interesting to see how he handles it, because this really is the first time that he's ever had any sort of controversy like this at all.
He's used to haters, but not like he's never been the bad guy. He's gonna flip. He can't handle when he's not like super Mr. Popular, let alone the villain.
The press that came out was so bad that he immediately jumped on Twitter and was like, let me clarify this, made it 1 million times worse. But he doesn't know what to do.
Listen, when I saw it, I literally got wrecked. Yeah. I was like, oh my God. LeBron just took the side of China pretty clearly against democracy, like in free speech.
When you say it like that concisely, it's like, holy shit.
I looked it up. The Daryl Morey tweet was 11 days ago. Feels like it was 6 months ago.
That guy's one guy, though, I'm sure, who wishes he just didn't jump on Twitter that day. We've
said
plenty of dumb things. And not that it's dumb, but it's like, like, there's no way he wanted to be like in the middle of this storm.
No, he just thought he was going to get his opinion off.
Yeah.
You imagine like waking up every morning with him. I was saying on the radio, like, you know when you wake up, if you're embroiled in some shit, and for a split second you kind of forget about it?
Yeah.
It takes like a minute for you to remember, like, oh, yeah, my life's a shit show right now.
And everyone hates him. So
everyone.
Like,
China hates him. NBA hates him.
Hong Kong probably pretty big fans.
Yeah.
But who cares about
getting lost in this. It's like...
At no point, I don't think when he tweeted that, it's like, this could drop NBA salary caps by 10%. Like, at no point did he want that to happen.
And the domino effect is crazy.
And we got that. I did the blog. We have the, Chinese, the socialist, like, LeBron. And below, it kind of comboed the two shirts. Below, it says, fuck Daryl Morey. I asked, actually, Welker for the exact translation. He said it. He sent me, like,
there's no way they have Daryl Morey in Chinese.
Well, Daryl, no, it says, fuck your mother, Daryl, I think, is what the Chinese, like, whatever.
I like that. Donald Trump Jr.
Those things are flying off the shelves.
They're flying. And I can be honest, it was a total joke shirt. Like, I just wanted to give the effect for the blog.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you almost didn't even put a link in?
Yeah, I almost didn't put the link. I was almost like, get me the designs. And I just put it in to create the illusion we were actually selling it. But
they're flying.
They're fucking flying.
When I saw the amount of traction your tweet was getting, I was thinking like, all right, that's crazy. But like, if there's a difference between liking and retweeting something and buying it.
Yeah, no, people are fucking buying it.
Buying it.
Yeah.
Buying it.
You think that it's stoolies who have always hated LeBron? You think it's new people who are actually anti-LeBron
now?
Chinese people?
I don't know.
Are Chinese people just buying them?
Politics is just like a weird world.
I know you say never get involved, and I know why, but also when you do get involved.
Yeah.
When you would say, fuck, you hit a million followers because of the AOC.
Yeah.
It's like you almost should not be in it, or you should be all the way in it.
But we're like, even the blog I wrote, it's like people who read, it's like I'm still kind of very open to being bought by the Chinese people.
Don Jr. clearly did not read
the
blog.
Yeah, the blog.
I doubt he even clicked on it. He's like, I love that shirt.
Good.
It's a great looking shirt.
Monday Night Football, gambling, all-time finish. The Packers had the ball going in, down two. Spread was three, and the Lions tried to let them score. The guy falls down. Smart play at the one-yard line.
You clearly were not affected by this, because I feel like you'd be going bananas if you did.
I know,
if
he's on the other side of it. I was on the right side of history.
Right,
I had the Lions.
That's what I mean.
I will say I had the weirdest mental lapse. I almost wanted to check myself into the hospital. It'd be like, what's going on with your brain? I tweeted out. So I bet the game, and I was watching the game. The Lions plus 3.5. They're up 2. If the Packers score a touchdown, I lose. And so I didn't want them to score. I knew that. I'm like, but I couldn't understand why the Lions were letting them score. I'm like, why are you letting them score? If they score, it's a two touchdown. It's a 2-score game. They'll be up 9. That is totally wrong.
You got the math wrong.
So I'm not even close. They were losing.
And you tweeted that. Yeah. Enough that you thought it through, typed it out, and pressed it.
Oh, no.
Twice. Wow. I said, what are the Lions doing letting them score? 10 explanation points. And then I'm like, it's a 2-score game. It's harder to get 2 scores than block a field goal. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? Like, you're obviously not watching the game. And I was watching the game, and I bet the game.
And that's like gambling math. That's how your brain works.
Gambling math. That's human.
That's just math. Yeah.
That's straight down the middle, arithmetic.
The Packers were down 2 going in. It made no sense. Nothing. It was very odd.
If you were on the wrong side of that, how bad like Todd Gurley?
Didn't somebody? Todd Gurley.
This was even more egregious. I feel like though. Right?
No, this was the right move.
I feel like when you're down though, it's crazy. No, because like, who knows what happens.
Yeah, but.
Like, what if you botch the snap?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, field goal. Yeah.
Like, as a Jets fan with a team that botches shit all the time, like, take the
points. Would you rather have an extra point or the ball with a minute to go? There's a minute to go, so they would have been...
Do they have timeouts?
Yes, because they kneeled it, I think.
That would have been what, up...
Well, they were down two, so seven. They were probably... they need a touchdown.
Yeah, I think I would score and...
Block
and
an extra point?
Yeah.
You'd rather put your defense out there and block an extra point than have the ball needing a touchdown with a minute. That was the option.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I see both sides of it. I'm just saying when you're down and if there's a potential fuck-up and you lose, it's not like you're tied or ahead or anything.
The girly thing, this guy fell down.
Right.
What Gurley did in this situation is he would have stood up with the ball and let 30 guys rip at it. That's where Gurley fucked up.
Right.
Todd, let me take you back. Packers, Rams, fourth quarter, 1 minute left. Some guys got the over, some guys got the Rams. Oh, what? I may agree with that, I may not. Fourth quarter, some guys got the over, some guys got the Rams. You take a dive. Some people said that cost some people $40,000, maybe, maybe not. And Kirsten, you went, you don't care about the gamblers. You don't care about them at all. It wasn't a smart play, though, because you stood up and let them tackle you. Do you have any words to the people that it cost tens of thousands of dollars by quitting on your team and quitting on football?
It'll be all right. I've been winning the money my whole career.
What about the others, though? The people who are putting asses in the seats.
Sounds like a personal problem to me.
It is a very personal problem. Some people say you're cursed.
They are. They're the ones that lost the money, not me.
We'll see.
There were some egregious. I didn't actually watch the game, but the hands to the face, crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
You watch them in fast motion, they don't look like hands
to the
face.
I don't know what you're doing with that. Like, when you're a ref, he's right there. Like,
what do you see?
You have to be certain to make it. There's no way you can be certain.
Right.
No, the first one wasn't even close, and the second one, he had him right here.
His head, the way he kind of sold it, but he really only had the first shoulder. The first one is a complete phantom call.
In that situation, you shouldn't be able to be sold. He's staring right at you. You should have to see it.
The hand.
Right, it's not like on the side of here, you like see the head go up. Yeah.
Twitter, usually it's like there's somebody arguing the other side of it. I mean, it was unanimous.
Twitter
really
came together last night.
Yeah, between LeBron and that.
At what point, I mean, do you always, it's like, okay, you can review pass interference calls now.
Yeah, why
to me,
review
this
everything?
Is much more black and white.
Yeah,
for sure.
Clearly not
was the hand there or not?
Yeah. So why not? I don't know about holding, but hands to the face, I feel like that's pretty definitive.
Well, I think the reason they did the pass interference was because of the Saints game.
Right.
And if this was a playoff game, they'd probably do this.
That's
a slippery, it's always reactive. It's
always a slippery slope then, and we're just going to review everything, and the games are going to be 5 hours long.
Yeah, but it hasn't slowed down that much with the pass interference. And if you limit it, it's like, what do they got? How many times can you challenge a pass interference? Is it just like a challenge or anything?
Per game.
Well, yeah, I don't think
I think it's, yeah, I mean, you get 2 challenges per game.
It doesn't matter what you challenge.
Yeah.
So you... It won't slow down if you can just only have 2 challenges.
Times, yeah.
Yeah, the hands to the face, that one you should definitely be able to challenge if they're going to start doing that.
Major League Baseball playoffs, obviously, we have coming up in a short time. White Sox Dave, he's late.
I don't know. It'll be like almost over by now. by the time you listen to this.
True. Good point. And so we're going to do the live cave with those guys. Looks like the St. Louis Cardinals are donezo, just obliterated by. And I tell you what, the Nats strike me as one of those teams. They're pitching so good. They're
getting finally
so
playing
hot.
Like they should have always been
correct.
Playing.
So correct.
It's crazy. I mean, I watched that team all year. I would have bet against them the whole way in the playoffs because they were a kind of a shitty team in the regular season, but it all just clicked. Howie Kendrick's a fucking monster.
Monster.
Strasburg's like the greatest postseason pitcher ever. It's crazy.
It'll be.
They went from like the biggest playoff choke artist to like.
I don't know if the dog is like you ready? Barking, say, but the dog versus the Yankee crew could be interesting.
I still think we're going to see punches thrown by the end of the playoffs.
I would
There's
love
been so many sparks. Someone's throwing a punch.
World Series Nate Dogg would be great. Oh. A little swagger.
Oh. But he hasn't. He and YP haven't really been like going at it, right?
Well, YP is, he's still off the Blues high.
First of all, the
Cards are getting so trounced that there's really nothing to say.
It's like they have one hit in like 23 innings. It's tough to
even
get
close.
Like the dog would just
steamroll you. The dog is, it's tough to sit there for 3 hours at a time while the dog goes like, oh, YP, why are they not hitting? Like, it's like, it's so, it makes you want to like question
your sanity.
That's pretty good.
I'm
dead serious.
That's,
like,
that's a guy who held a camera and videoed Nate for every day for years.
There was times on Saturday when it's like 7 p.m. on Saturday night and the dog's just like touching you a little much. Like, Nate, like, don't touch. If it was closer, I'd be mad, but it's tough to be mad when you're getting bled to death.
Yeah, it was over. It
embarrassing
was over.
By the card. I mean,
crazy.
It's embarrassing.
And like Kevin said, Blues, kind of, you're just kind of like, we want to stay in the cup.
Well, yeah, he said he didn't care about it. The Cardinals could leave town and he would be happy with it. So.
At the time, I said I'd do anything for a Blues Stanley Cup.
Yep.
That was true.
Maybe the curse of YP on the Cardinals.
No curse. That's
People
not
are
true.
Saying.
Don't say
South Carolina AD apologized apparently because their players stole some of the hedges after they beat Georgia. I mean, it's one of those things we talk about all the time. If you're going to have something like the hedges and you're going to be a 20-point favorite,
open yourself up.
You're
going to
have your hedges stolen. Right. I will say.
Don't have the hedges.
I liked how I thought I was watching the replays. It looked like a Georgia State cop was close to shooting a couple of people. Like, he was so mad.
And I feel like he would have, like, got away with
totally.
It. Like, Georgia would have protected him somehow.
I almost think that's fair play. Like, you can take the hedges, but our cops might, like, kill
our state
you.
Troopers might kill you.
Yeah, because the hedges are the hedges.
Yeah.
I don't like the apology.
And
that's
two
the
apologies,
other thing
right? It was from each AD. It was the first one apologized, and then the other one was like, yeah, we're sorry for doing it. I got confused. It was like an apology off a little bit.
That's what, like, the best part about college football is stupid things like
and
that.
Horns down, they
like, you don't have to
people.
Endorse it, but just look the other way.
Yeah. The Georgia, and all the way back to, like, Bosa sticking the flag. Yeah. Those are the moments. I mean, the Georgia AD is like, I don't think our coach would, like, celebrate like that. Well, you're Georgia. Like, South Carolina hasn't had a big win in, like, forever, so.
The guys with the hedges in their mouth, that was my favorite part.
Oh, yeah.
That's disrespectful.
Listen, that is it. You've actually made it. If people are stealing your hedges, if they're doing horns down, that's a good thing. You want that as a program.
Right. Yeah.
Talladega, so we watched that live on radio. What a
crash, another crash. 22, Joey Logano, see ya. There's cars flying everywhere. Hopefully we're not caught in this mess. I don't think we are. There's 13 cars just got
Tell
wiped
me we
out.
Got through
There's
that.
Cars getting wiped out
pizza
left
car.
And right. I think I didn't see the pizza car anywhere.
Are we safe? Oh, the pizza car's safe. We
I'm
could
pretty
be
sure
a
the pizza car, 26 laps ago, half the cars just went flying.
I think we probably, if I had to guess, had more people who have never watched a NASCAR race, heavily involved in a NASCAR
Screaming,
race.
Screaming, shouting, cheering.
My parents text me like, I can't believe we're into this. We're this close, I think, to winning Talladega. I was talking to Big Cat. It's like, the thought of that, if our car actually won Talladega,
in like,
is insane.
In what, two, is the second race, third race?
Yeah,
race,
he's right? never won a race in his life.
Right. Yeah.
He was...
Well, he said he just wants to finish, right?
Yeah, well,
let alone
Talladega's Demolition Derby.
Right.
I think if he made it through the smoke, I think he was going to be in first with three laps because I don't know what happened. I still don't know what happened to the Sonny Delight car. There was a Sonny D car in front of us, but when they restarted, it was like in 10th. I don't understand how that happened.
That was, I mean, forget about almost winning, though. He almost got, like, that car flipped
Imagine
right
if that
over,
was
right?
our car on the flip. That would
be a
pretty
good
car. I mean, we already had great images.
Yeah.
Now that we know everyone's healthy.
I don't know if it's good or bad, but the image of our car getting towed away with the...
Very good.
I mean, the bar stool right there.
And what's exciting is I think we're getting the wreckage sent here. So we can, like, frame the wreckage.
That's great.
That'll be very cool.
That's a
museum
relic.
The entire office was invested in
it. You guys were... So were you watching it with the whole office?
Yeah, we were watching
it. Because everyone cheered like they thought he didn't crash.
So when we were watching it, me and Big Ev were convinced that he made it out of the wreckage. Because for a split second, there looked like there was a yellow car that maybe was on fire as it was driving through. And we're like, we're in first place. Like, we're going to win this race.
That would have been so and then amazing.
We were recording KSU Radio, and we just heard the eruption.
Right,
and I was
roar.
Like, what the I thought, fuck
right,
happened?
And so did I. And I'm like, oh, we made it. And Frank's like, no, I saw it. And then we were waiting anxiously because Quiggs, who talks like an expert, was wrong on everything. I rewatched the thing. He's like, "We, there's not much damage."
7 laps to go. What are we in? Fourth?
Ooh! Oh my God!
Oh no!
Is he okay? Is he okay?
We're clean.
No.
Why are they cheering over there?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. I think that's bad for us.
Yeah, no.
There he is.
He's in trouble.
He wrecked. Oh no. He wrecked.
That's what Quiggs, I'm like, did we take, because there's not a lot of damage. He still would have been first going. And he could do it. And then we watched the replay. There was a car flipping over him. We were on fire.
Like, right into
and we
the
went
wall.
Directly into the wall. Yeah, and like half our car on. Fell yeah. off. Yeah. Yeah. But Quiggs like, no, he didn't get caught up that bad.
It was just that one car that clipped us on the right side. If we hadn't got that, we would have won Talladega.
Unreal, which is unreal. Like,
that would be one of the
one
more
of the Super Bowls of like NASCAR. To see our car in Talladega.
That's deal with the devil shit.
Yeah,
big time. The fact that we're even in the mix is deal with the devil.
Oh, I mean, we were.
Did you ever envision this, like, you
no,
know, being?
No, I was saying, I, like, watched it, was into it, and then at night, after it settled down, I was like, damn. Like, we almost
that
fucking won
really
Talladega.
That was a really big deal,
yeah.
I think I saw, would you say, it's now you might be your favorite sport, now that you've calmed down, do you still think that?
That, like,
take it,
that's
baby.
The first time I've watched NASCAR where my heart was like pumping, like I was watching something, a sporting event that I have heavy interest in, really excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, he wasn't close in the other ones. Even when he was in first, we knew he really wasn't.
Yeah.
And that's the first time, like, okay, it was exciting. Like, you could see him, like, trying to weave.
He was
for a little,
up that dude's ass.
Yeah, just
for
trying
like
to,
like, eight
find,
laps.
Like, a little spot.
Yeah.
And it's like, you could see him getting cut off. It was. It changed my perspective. If you ever
drive. Well, you know,
it's
funny. I mean, when you're watching horses, you must be like that, no?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm a huge horse.
But, yeah, I'm saying, like, they're, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
similar,
that foreign
yeah, 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 for sure. It's easier to, like, box people in NASCAR than horses.
Right.
Like, horses, they can swing out. You do get boxed in. But these guys, a lot. I guess that's pretty much it. White Sox Dave on his way. We'll know what happened. He may be late. If not, I guess Ellie's going to be doing the play-by-play, which is insane.
It's.
And he just looked like an asshole. Oh, he hit it really high. Oh my gosh! Whoa, crazy. That's not gonna be good, probably. No, it's fine. Maybe.
It's fine.
What happened?
Oh, he caught.
I'm waiting for the thing to pop up.
Are they still running? Are they running the home run?
No, somebody caught it, but it went really far.
What?
No, nobody scored.
They didn't get
one.
Here.
Good luck.
When did the word come down that you guys were doing this? Did he have like 24 hours?
I believe. Well, White Sox Dave is a moron. We're learning that. Everything turns into a federal investigation.
You can't like blame him for fucking delayed flights.
Well, you can.
It's like something will always happen.
You can because there's something like an earlier wrong. Flight and he's cutting it close. I don't know how long he's delayed. If you're delayed for like an hour, then you can't. He also this preposterous. Dan's like wear a suit. He's like I can't. I have a wedding this weekend. It's like is everything is pulling teeth. With him, like, what does that mean?
I mean he's only
can't
got one
re-wear
suit.
A suit.
He's only got one.
Like, who gets a suit like dry cleaned after wearing it once?
Yeah, you could definitely just sit here in a suit and wear it again on Friday.
Yeah, maybe get a different shirt.
Yeah,
he's just a tough guy.
Last
to
I heard,
but that's also why him doing it would be so great.
Yeah.
Because when he came up, he's like, I heard he's gonna do like random White Sox facts and withhold information. He cannot do that.
A disheveled White Sox Dave running through the door like to sit down and call the game would be very funny.
Just got word from Detroit Don. He says, I'm alive, just gonna be hurt for a bit. I wasn't very friendly to be around at work today. And I thought maybe it's a fake Twitter account, but then if you scroll, look at all these like broken links he's been tweeting about the Lions and stuff from like 2012 and shit. He's alive.
He's somebody I wouldn't like the Dina, the refs, I wouldn't want him on your ass.
No, he's making a real mean meme on Facebook right now.
Ellie will be doing the broadcast.
Till White Sox
arrives.
I don't know
arrives,
who
takes
came
over.
Up with that.
Okay.
But she doesn't even know baseball. Coley.
Coley Mick.
I'm apparently nicer than other people. Like, I thought
me or
Dan would do it, because I do think they should have to know. Maybe Ellie will do it, but we'll be interesting to see how she. I mean, she. I don't think she said she doesn't know baseball at all.
Do
you know baseball at all, Ellie?
Like, I know the basic rules of baseball. I know, like, you hit the ball.
Okay.
And
like, as far as like,
well, there you go.
There
you go.
What like,
she's,
do you
not
gonna, know?
Listen, she's not being Scully, but she
she's
gonna,
she's
gonna
murder it then.
She's,
yeah,
she,
and
I do believe there should be a rule, though.
Are you gonna be like, that's a double, a man on second, like error?
Well, I think I'll do fine. I can read the thing,
true,
sort of.
Well.
So. You know, the
we'll give her
thing on the
we'll
thing.
Give her crash course on some of the
because even
lingo
to be honest,
the
gonna, are you,
language.
If there's gonna be no sound on for her, like even me sometimes with no sound off, I'm not sure what's happening all
yeah.
the time because like
right.
there's
yeah.
no sound.
Yeah, again, it's not gonna be great. But I think like
punishment.
Even if she's not
it's supposed to be
like
right.
even
yeah.
if she doesn't
right.
know
it's
in real time, she could be like, okay, something just happened and now there's a man on third. That's it. That's what
yeah.
you get to know. That's the punishment.
She may be like, that could be the third base coach. Like, you just don't, like, you don't
but
know.
That's why I do believe, I do think
Tommy's
that there can be
death
no.
In his eyes.
The Yankee fans cannot be like berating Tommy.
Well, yeah.
Berating Ellie.
No, you have
like,
to
you can't
be
mad
nice
if she's
to me.
Not if she's doing
if
bad.
If anybody yells at me, like, you're doing this for the next game too. Like, I don't
oh,
want,
yeah,
I don't
buddy.
I don't want any yelling.
Yep.
And if or if you yell at her, she can just walk away and then you guys just have
then
to
you have
sit
nothing.
There.
Yeah.
You guys just have
so
to sit there.
So she's your only
interesting.
4:08.
First pitch
street.
Coming up
well,
hot.
Well, again, it'll be like 2.5 hours. The game will be over. But
yeah. Yeah. Well, it won't be over.
No. It'll be like 7.
Yeah. All right.